This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They say, look, he's insane telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander.
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime.
Autobots, let's roll.
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on InfoWars.com that has all the cited information? The latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones. And I am the guy on the show every day. I am an American. And that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty. And they can't stand it. Ton of news.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. The answer to 1984 is 1776. back. Stay with us. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
In a world of governmental deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view.
Find Alex Jones and all of InfoWars, the most banned media outlet in the world, at banned.video.
With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Banned.video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
Important information. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stacks that I want to try to get to by the bottom of the hour. So let's stop screwing around and let's dive into it right now. First, let me take your attention to this out of California. And whether you're in the UK or Germany or France or New Zealand or Australia, or doesn't matter. It's the same unified global program. All these operations are run by the big corporations that create policy for the UN. In Washington, they've signed a bill, as you know, to take children as young as 7 years old from their parents and not tell them that the state took them. Did you just hear what I said? If the parents aren't letting them transition, so they confuse your seven-year-old, tell them to come with the state, they then place them in a transgender home for kids, which then reaffirm the brainwashing and put them on the fast track for chemical and physical mutilation, sterilization. Now, again, that sounds insane. It sounds preposterous. It couldn't be true. It's all confirmed. California in the last few years has lowered the consent age to 12 for boys. Talk about abuse. Talk about discrimination. If it's consensual sex with an adult, they passed the law, they can give 12-year-olds vaccinations without parental consent. This is destroying parental consent and the predatory state taking our children over. And there's thousands of other examples, but here's the latest. And it's in the LA Times everywhere. They're very proud of this. Look at this headline. California AG sues Southern California School District for outing trans pronoun students to parents. Now, what came out in Austin last year? What came out this year in Denver, Colorado? It's the same all over the country. It's the same thing in England, same thing in London, same global program, same group running it, standardized. That's key. Not just a few crazies here and there. This is organized evil. That they create files in the public and even private schools, part of the accreditation program, to try to tell a child they're another sex, give them a new name like it's a superhero, the kid thinks it's a game, they get put in a database, and then they create a file on the parents. This has all come out to see if they'll be supportive of the child's transition. If they don't think the parents are, they have an intelligence bureau in these schools working with NGOs, pedo groups, heavily corporate funded by the Metzgers and others out of Illinois. They will then watch, and if, quote, the parents discover or out them, they move for CPS to take them. California AG sues Southern California School District for outing trans pronoun students to parents. So if the school says Jenny now says she's Bobby, or Billy now says he's Carol, or Pedro now says he's Margarita, you take your children. Did you hear what I just said? Type it into a search engine, don't believe me. California AG sues Southern California School District if they tell parents about a child's decision to transition. California Attorney General Bob Bonta has filed a lawsuit against the Southern California School District over a recently adopted policy that requires schools to notify parents if their children change their gender identification or pronouns. So if your child needs to take an Advil, you've got to get a note from the parent saying it's okay. If your child skins their knee, they're supposed to tell them. If your child's seeming upset and acting out, they're supposed to have a teacher-parent conference. But if your child, under the cult of the school, has changed their name and their identity secretly, the school says, we're going to tell you. This is the school board fighting the woke teachers that are doing this. Remember that meme? Shows a pregnant woman at like 9 months. The doctor puts a stethoscope to her stomach. She says, doctor, is it a boy or a girl? The doctor says, silly lady, we're going to wait till the elementary school teacher decides. California sues Southern California School District over parent notification policy of their kids change pronouns. NBC4. Wow. That is the state coming in like a bull in a china cabinet to say your children belong to us. Absolutely devastating. Meanwhile, ACLU won't stand up for the January 6th people. They won't stand up against folks being spied on by the CIA and the CIA directing the Justice Department who's censored. They won't stand up for me since Soros bought them out. But ACLU files lawsuit against Indiana for banning inmate sex change that cost $40,000 on behalf of a man who murdered 11-month-old stepdaughter. What a nice group of people. That's just two articles. They all get worse. Let's move on to this stack. CDC now refusing new COVID vaccine adverse event reports in the V-Safe program that ties in to the VAERS program. So they set it up in 1986 when Reagan did something terrible. He gave vaccine immunity to any vaccine company. That means anything they inject in you and call a vaccine is secretive, and they paid out $3.4 billion if you jump through 100 hoops, paltry sums. Oh, your kid can't talk again, or your child had a heart attack from the shot. You know, you fight for years in court. Here's $1 million. Remember, safe and effective. Nobody's ever got sick from the shots. And now, oh, we're just going to block you from reporting that. Oh, don't worry, they said in 86, we'll have a vaccine adverse reactions report that if you knew somebody that knew somebody and you jump through, again, a bunch of hoops, you can file a report, and they estimate 1 out of 100 adverse reactions gets reported. So it's a broken system, but still it gave an alarm signal. the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the safe website, quietly stopped collecting adverse event reports with no reason or explanation. That's right. Isn't that just sweet? Of course, we have the insurance company numbers in. You've seen it, no doubt. 20 million dead around the world from the shots. Heart attacks everywhere. Blood clots. Strokes. Three wrestlers have recently died. A whole bunch of others have had heart attacks. Some of them 30-something years old. Used to be big news if one wrestler, you know, they were 75 years old, had a heart attack. It was like still news. Now it's just, oh, you're 30-something, had one. Oh, you're 40, had one. It's no big deal. Report, WWE Championship wrestler Bray Wyatt, 36, dead from heart attack. Oh, but there's photos of them all rolling their sleeves up. And the WWE saying, do your part, take your shot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Heck's a bad guy, and you know, he could have sold out to the system. I don't think he sold out. I legitimately think, I know folks that know Beck well, he really did think I was crazy. And I get it. You're listening to me 20 years ago, 10 years ago, before all this stuff came true. So I'm not going to judge Beck. It's not like I pass judgment. I'm his boss. I just, people say, why are you being nice to Lynn Beck now? Everything I see from him is spot on. I mean, I'm not going to tax somebody that's doing a great job. Here's a clip of Lynn Beck interviewing Trump yesterday.
You said in 2016, you know, lock her up. And then when you became president, you said, we don't do that in America. That's just not the right thing to do. That's what they're doing. Do you regret not locking her up? And if you're president again, will you lock people up?
Well, I'll give you an example. The answer is you have no choice because they're doing it to us. I always had such great respect for the office of the president, the presidency, but the office of the president. And I never hit Biden as hard as I could have. And then I heard he was trying to indict me, and it was him that was doing it. You know, I don't think he's sharp enough to think about much, but he was there, and he was probably the one given the order. But he was, you know, hard to believe that he even thinks about that because he's gone. But then I said, well, they're actually trying to indict me because every one of these indictments is him, including Bragg. You know, Bragg put his top people. I don't know if you know this. He put his top person into the office of the Manhattan District Attorney. They've been in total coordination with Fannie Willis. Woman that I never met that they accused me of rape, that's being run by a Democrat operative and paid for by the Democrat Party. You know, so many of these things, I have a couple of other lawsuits, all funded against me by the Democrat Party. These are sick people. These are evil people.
They are sick and evil people. More Trump news. Post-indictment poll, Trump holds enormous lead over GOP rivals in Georgia. Ron DeSantis' slide continues. John Voight slams Biden's corrupt administration. Disgusting scheme. The globalists are at war with America. This is a civil war. Yeah, people are getting it. That's what it is. Trump could clinch the nomination before the GOP knows if he's a felon. And that's what they're going to try to disqualify him from being on the ballot in those states in the general election. On a scale of 1 to 10 of election meddling and election theft, that's a 10.5. I mean, that's a 12. It's a 20. I mean, it's just so naked, so brazen. This is beyond what third world countries do. I mean, this is remarkable. At the same time, we have this Obama kook judge in D.C., calling her January 6th case against Trump a terrorism case and likening it to 9/11 and the Boston Marathon bombing. It's a terrorism case. Trump challenging an election with about one-third the strength Democrats have challenged him in the past. Just simply mind-blowing. And remember, they coordinated the whole thing with Jackie Smith at the White House. And Biden said, oh, I know nothing about the indictment. Oh, no, I'm just there as the coach giving the orders to the quarterback, Harry Smith. But don't worry, Biden's got his new enemy. Number one terror threat is white supremacists. They're going to attack any minute. While we finally got a crazy person that went and killed three innocent black people, it's terrible, but in the scheme of things, doesn't show up on the Richter scale compared to other crime. I've done a pretty good job here going through four of the eight stacks I said I would hit. These others, though, are really important. Should I hit the World War III one first? Or should I hit cutting Britain's power off? You're like, I don't care. I'm not in Britain. You know, I love that attitude by some people. Like, I don't care if the stock market plunges. I'm not in the stock market. You may not be interested in the stock market. It's interested in you. Almost everything runs and is capitalized by it. And if it plunges,
you're not going to have food on your table unless you're a farmer. I know our general audience gets that, but man, I just see other conservatives. I don't care. I hope the stock market crashes. You know, I hope it's a fraudulent, blown up system by puffed up a bubble that's going to blow up or implode in. But we're riding this sucker. So I'm not the left that wants to collapse of civilization and cloward and pivot and let it get worse quicker. And there's all these accelerationists out there. Oh, let's accelerate. I hear about the libertarians and some of the anarcho-capitalists. You haven't really studied history much, have you? 9 times out of 10, an angrier world means the dumb mob is manipulated by the elite to bring in a tyranny 10 times worse. No, we don't want burning buildings. We don't want collapsing stock markets. We don't want open borders. We don't want accelerationists. I am a de-accelerationist. You think a bunch of dead feds is going to make us in a better position or a worse one? The globalists are technocrats. They're in control of all the buttons, the power, the energy, the food. And yeah, they're already shutting it off. But if we don't expose, they're the ones already doing it, and they let us get in a civil war, and we help tear it all up, or they can at least blame us for being involved a little bit, they're going to win. And I'm going to talk about this when we come back and get these other pieces. But I really cover a lot of important stuff, as you know. We have a lot of important guests, a lot of important callers, a lot of very important reports. But I just really, really, from the bottom of my heart, hope everybody listens to me real carefully. And I want it to really sink in deep. And I'm telling myself this right now because a lot of times I'll be sitting there at night very calm or early in the morning having a cup of coffee and I'm leaning back in my chair looking out the back door over the Texas Hill Country, looking out the back window, watching the hummingbirds fly around the backyard. And I think, what are they going to pull next? And I look, okay, what's the pre-programming? What are they mainly hyping? And it's completely clear. Like a computer, you put in numbers and tabulation, and the answer comes back out. As long as you give it good, accurate info, you get the answer. And we know what the answer is. And we really should be talking a lot about it. And we should really be getting ahead of it. And, of course, I'm talking about false flag terror attacks. That is the flavor of the month. And they're not just going to count on a few mentally ill white people to go around and shoot some innocent black people to get the party going. They're going to do it themselves. And just as sure as you get up at 6 a.m. and you know the sun's coming up in 30 minutes, it's going to happen. And we should be having a discussion about how we respond to it when it does go down. And sure as hell, not be involved in it in any way. And folks, I have been in the middle of this repeatedly. I've had the feds try to set me up. And I forget all the stuff we've been through. It's super interesting, too. Maybe I should tell you a few stories you may have never heard. I've told the story before, but not many times. And you've all heard about January 6th. You know, that was a setup, but there were other cases where I had the U.S. military running around setting fires, trying to blame me for them. And I literally caught one of them doing it and had to begin to beat the hell out of him before he'd stop. We'll be right back. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Take on evil and have a big effect. But none of this happens without you. All right, we're going to plow back into the incredibly insane news. But I was sitting here thinking about how I got a really bad sore throat about a week ago, got COVID tested, didn't have it, took a bunch of turmeric, took a bunch of X3, and then I'm like, wait a minute, we've got Silver Bullet, 300 parts per million from the highest quality lab in the country, private label by us, the name Silver Bullet, finally back in stock, and I took a bunch of this, knocked it right out. I was like, why didn't I take my own advice? I just don't think about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, every medicine cabinet for topical and internal use, this works topically on cuts, burns, you name it, scratches, you know, ingrown toenails, whatever. It's just a natural antibiotic. And you know, more and more of the antibiotics that the doctors have don't work. So it's just another thing God gave us. That's why the elites always ate off silver platters. They could have eaten off gold platters. It was a well-known thing with the wagon trains to make your buttermilk last twice as long, or your milk, they throw silver dollars in the milk. They just knew that it whatever reason, it was lucky. You kill a werewolf with a silver bullet. We're not saying werewolves are real, folks, but vampires don't like garlic. Garlic's really good for your immune system. People knew garlic was good for you. So they got added, you know, into the lore of, oh, put garlic above your door, vampires don't like it. Because people knew it was so good. They didn't know why. Now we know all the health benefits. Well, what do werewolves like? Don't like silver. So that's what the ancients knew. Well, this is the highest quality, best parts per million experts, scientists believe. Everybody needs to support the show. Everybody needs to have it in their medicine cabinet. Everybody should go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get a bottle or several bottles of Silver Bullet, high quality colloidal silver. Also, we're getting close to selling out of Super Female Vitality. We've been sold out for months and months of Super Male. It is cold pressed, known herbs. Everybody else uses dry ones, and we sell the dry herb formulas, and they're great, and on paper stronger. But nothing like these cold pressed, because it takes 3 to 4 times, depending on each batch they run. It's a big famous group that doesn't want them to say their name. We've been working with them 12 years because they get attacked, but they're in Utah and they make the top tinctures in the world. And Super Male, the doctor group came up with, he told me when I first met him like 12 years ago, he says, try this formula we're coming out with. We'd like you to private label it. He said, you'll love it for libido. And I said, well, let me be honest with you. I don't have any problem with the libido department. He said, yeah, just go ahead and take it for a couple days. And I was like, whoa. I'd kind of forgotten that I had more energy when I was 18 than I had then at 35 or whatever it was. So we sold out of that. We're going to do another batch of it. But we haven't got the funds yet to do that. Super Female is the same formula. It has a pink label. And I want you to experience it. It's almost sold out. Despite that fact, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure and check out all three of the toothpaste as well that are all fluoride-free, full of essential oils. We have the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening Toothpaste, all natural. We have the Activated Charcoal, all the essential oils, amazing. And we have the turmeric that's so popular with the other essential oils as well, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Also, to our ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies, 95% cumanoid, the strongest on the market, incredible things for your neurological systems, joints, bones, everything, is back in stock, finally, for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And so many other great products. We're almost out of the first Trump mugshot shirt that's in stock, but almost sold out. It's not the real mugshot. They were going to do it in New York, remember, with Alvin Bragg, but they didn't take his mugshots. We still put one out saying political prisoner. That's almost sold out with an edition. You want to get it. The other shirt's being printed in Texas right now that say Trump 2024 on the back, never surrender, InfoWars.com. Two different variants of that. It's limited edition. One run of each. That's it. And it supports the broadcast. So get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, please support our local M&M affiliates and spread the word however you listen to everybody you know, because that's how we reach new people, and you're doing it. So I thank you, and you know who you are out there. I don't want to single out other talk show hosts or other Twitter people or Instagram folks that are literally getting us together millions of views. I mean, some channels alone, millions of viewers a week. But if I single you out, give you credit, they'll ban you. So I'm not going to give you any credit. It's kind of like Fight Club. There's one big rule about Fight Club, and there's another rule as well. But the first big rule of Fight Club is don't talk about Fight Club. And you know what the second rule is? Don't talk about Fight Club. There's a third rule, third one and fourth one as well. And it's the same rule. Don't talk about Fight Club. So you get excited about freedom like you did almost 2 weeks ago, and you expose the fact they're rolling out new lockdowns, and we say no. Now, their whole program's in shambles because for once in a while, we didn't get caught with our peckers in the light socket. Excuse my French. We were engaged. We were informed. We were aware. And not just reacting to whatever new garbage they spew at us. Now, I've already skipped too many breaks. I can't skip this one. But a long segment's coming up. I kind of did a long plug there because I'm getting excited. We have dug our way out, thanks to your support, out of the red, into the edge of black. And thank goodness some of the old products are coming back in that are so popular. And if I can get a budget, we're going to make it through this bankruptcy and a reorganization. I'd say 90% chance now, thanks to your support. Even if they decide to shut us down, it'll take probably 6 months to a year to wind us down, so there won't be any surprises to anybody. But the more probable the company is under federal law, the more they won't shut it down. And the judge was just in the news yesterday in the Bloomberg saying, basically, okay, the plaintiffs say they want Jones silenced. The law doesn't say you silence people. You've got these judgments. He has a plan to try to pay you something in the future. Why wouldn't you want that? That's why you sued for money. And they go on to point that out and say that the judge said he was open to Jones having a $1.5 million salary. That sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it? Do you know what my lawyer bills were in the last 12 months in the free speech system fight with the globalist? $2.4 million. Now, soon in court, I'll point out to the judge, either I can take no pay to be here, or you can pay me the millions I need to pay the bills. You see, what I did is rode this roller coaster and spent everything I got. I am negative money-wise. Every dollar I've got is pledged to pay lawyers. And by the way, we finally got some good lawyers. This is interesting inside baseball. The other side, Democrat Party top law firm, is spending $1.2 million a month. They follow the court trying to shut us down. We're beating them with $150,000 a month. So I'm basically working for free. Never been happier. Just keep me in the fight, okay?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I've tried living it risky, relied on women and whiskey, chased my blues, earned my nights today. First rage, only a pastime, with age, more than a lifetime, but day in, day out, the world just turns away. Everybody knows you live. Learn.
And the lessons.
But the lessons just go on and on. I guess we're gonna have to wait for all the pages to turn. Find out if it's right or if it's wrong.
You live, you learn.
You live, you learn.
All right, let's dig into the rest of the news here. Ahead of Mike Lindell with big breaking news. He's got a great election plan to safeguard the election. They're going to call it hacking and try to put him in jail, but we'll be talking to him next hour. Let's get into World War III right now, and then we'll get into the real war going on to cut off our energy that we're already deep into. This is a football game. We're about to go into halftime. Tucker, U.S. in hot war with Russia within a year. Is he right? Full interview with Major Eastern European leader Viktor Orban of Hungary. a very dangerous moment. Trump agrees and said basically the same thing. We're going to play both clips here in a moment. But let me say something respectfully to my good friend Tucker Carlson, and that's that he's wrong. We're already in a hot war with Russia. U.S. troops have been there for 8 years. They've been dying by the thousands. We told you this before anybody else told you. It's on record now. And now they're sending F-16s. And every day, drones and missiles are slamming in to Russian cities. And because they haven't been able to manipulate Putin into shifting his military attacks off military targets onto civilian targets, like they tricked Hitler to do at the beginning of World War II with the Blitz, they're intensifying now attacks on Russian civilian apartment buildings and things like that. So we are in a hot war with Russia. We're on the stove. It's turned up about halfway. And now they're slowly turning the dial all the way up to high, to full boil. Or was it an oven to broil? And I know it's hard to believe we could have a nuclear war, but if you follow this escalation Rand Corporation diagram that I tend to agree with, I totally agree with, it's dead on, then we're in a nuclear war in less than a year. Tucker says, and Orban says, full war in 1 year with Russia. We're already in a full war. It's a big old fat war. Fighting a real military. Not a bunch of Muslims running around with AK-47s in the desert. And it's bad. It needs to stop right now. And I'm glad Congress is trying to bring in the former Ukrainian prosecutor that Biden famously fired when he was vice president. He said, you investigate me and my son, I'll hold back $1 billion in a few hours if you don't fire him. And son of a bitch, they fired him. You've already heard the clip 1,000 times. I'm not going to play it again. You know what? Cue it up. Find it. We'll play it again. It's too powerful. Him at the CFR with Richard and Oz and the rest of these white shoe boys who think because they went to Harvard, they can do stuff that won't cause World War III, when any real historical tactician and futurist and military planner would tell you, you got a 7 out of 10 chance of starting thermonuclear war in the next 12 months on this current trajectory. That's where this is going. That's where the bullets are going. That's where the missiles are going. That's where the future's going. We need to abort this thing right now. Now, that said, earlier I went to break. I said when I come back, I'm going to talk about the big enchilada, and that's false flag. But I don't think a subject like this can just be covered in 3 or 4 minutes. I was planning tomorrow to go out on the street and do something really special for the special Friday edition of the Mug Club I do with Steven Crowder. And I'm still going to do that. But then I'm going to come in here Saturday at noon live for 2 hours. And I think the guy I want on short notice, we probably can't get him. He's already on last week. I want to see if we can get General Flynn on. I know we're on the same page on this. And I'll think of a few other guests we should get on. But we need to war game this and make a focal point about how do we try to stop it, and if we can't, how do we respond to it? And obviously get out ahead of this and say, I don't want anybody to kill Biden. I don't want anybody to kill Trump. Because if you look at times like this in history, before World War I or World War II, and other cases, this is when the assassinations happened. The last time this went on was in the 1960s with JFK and Martin Luther King and RFK and the rest of it. So we better get focused on this because the government's been hijacked. It says the American people are terrorists. It says we're the enemy. It says the number one threat's white supremacist. Hypes up an almost non-existent threat. Like unicorns don't exist. White supremacism does, but it's almost in unicorn territory. So why, they wouldn't be hyping that from every rooftop like a bunch of just parrots on methamphetamine if they weren't planning something. So we shouldn't sit here flat-footed. So that's coming up. But go ahead and just back-to-back play clip 12 of Trump, and then Trump after that, Tucker talking to the Hungarian Prime Minister about World War III. Here it is.
Crooked Joe Biden is not only dumb and incompetent, I believe that he has gone mad, a stark raving lunatic with his horrible and country-threatening environmental open borders and DOJ FBI weaponization policies. He is a mental catastrophe that is leading our country to hell. We'll end up in World War III because of this man, and for no reason whatsoever. Thank you.
Given the manpower imbalance between the Russian and Ukrainian armies and the attrition of the Ukrainian army, hundreds of thousands dead.
And many Hungarians as well. Nobody knows it. But we have a minority, a strong minority, more than 150,000 people in the territory of Ukraine, which was earlier part of Hungary. So it's a historical minority living, community living there. They are part of the Ukrainian state, and they are conscripted now to the army. And they die. They fight for Ukraine, and Hungarian soldiers dying for Ukraine as Ukrainian citizens. So we lost, I mean, Hungarian nation, we are losing lives daily as also.
At a certain point, they're going to need more men. They're going to need more soldiers. Where are they going to come from?
That's the most risky question. So if any Western country would send any boots on the ground, that would mean a direct war between the West and Russia. And we are in a third world war immediately. So it's a very dangerous moment now.
That's obvious to you.
Absolutely. Not for me. Everybody on the street. All the ordinary citizens are aware that we are living in a very dangerous moment. So the third world war couldn't knocking on our door. So we have to be very, very careful. And that's my message always to America as well at NATO summit. Be careful.
Meanwhile, the left is obsessed with taking children away from their parents so they can put them on puberty blockers and chop their pee-pees off. Can you smell the destruction? It's biblical. The people become corrupt, they become satanic, they become pedophilic, they get destroyed. You can say, well, Sodom and Gomorrah and fire raining down and blowing the city up in 10 seconds in a huge pillar of fire. That you can say that didn't exist 4,000 years ago like the Bible says. Well, it sure exists now with nuclear weapons. Remember, this is not the planet's first rodeo. It was obviously, and all historians that have any brass know, there was already civilizations before us, probably three of them. We've blown each other off the map before. And the globalists run around constantly trying to cover that history up because they think they're going to control the collapse this time and then they're going to come out and survive and then build their new super breakaway thing. They're delusional. They want the live extension technology. They're using us as guinea pigs. We cannot and we will not put up with it. All right, Mike Lindell's coming up. Then after that, they're cutting the lights out in England. Lights out London. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.